Welcome to Locked On 49ers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Brian Peacock, your host, once again on this Monday edition. And just a couple of short weeks from draft day. We're getting close. Talking tight ends today. The 49ers have brought a few in for visits. And this Friday, I do want to mention this at the top before I forget. This Friday, network-wide takeover. Matt Williamson and I, who host Locked On NFL, we will be hosting the spectacular Locked On Podcast Network mock draft. It's a network-wide show just for this Friday. Then you've got to tune in to Locked On NFL to get the rest of the mock draft. It's going to be a week-long event starting Friday. It's going to be on every show. So Locked On 49ers will be the mock draft. Then back to regular Monday, so you've got to tune in Monday through Friday of next week as well to get the whole mock draft going through every team's pick in the first round, showcasing everybody on the network. All the hosts are going to be involved. All the NFL teams hosts making their selections for their team, trades, all the college hosts talking about the prospects from their schools. So it's going to be a really fun event. It was awesome last year. It was the biggest event. It was the highest listenership of the season on the entire network last year. In April, leading up to the draft, it's going to be even bigger and better this year. So I hope everybody tunes in to that show, Locked On NFL. If you just tune in right here to Locked On 49ers, you'll hear the first episode, the first few picks Friday, and then Monday through Friday next week, we will continue it just on the Locked On NFL channel. Later this week on Locked On 49ers, Tuesday, my guest, Akash Anavarathan. He is from 4th and 9, formerly of Niners Nation. He's been on the show before. He's got all of the good numbers. He dives deep into the numbers, what they mean for the 49ers. And this time, our conversation is going to be around what is a Shanahan type at the wide receiver position. And I've talked about Shanny's guys, the players I think are Shanahan types, and we know he has a type. What exactly is that type? What does it look like? What do the numbers and workout times tell us about what a Shanahan type is and who might fit that in this year's draft? So we will break that down with Akash Tuesday. Wednesday, another Winky Wednesday with Nick Winkler. And Thursday, my guy Eric Crocker will be joining the show again. We will be talking cornerbacks, his cornerback rankings, who might fit for the 49ers in round one and beyond, and try to get some separation with those first round wide receivers. Maybe we've talked wide receivers with Crocker in the past. He and I have both gotten deeper into the wide receiver position, watched more players, broken it down further. At that point, we didn't think the 49ers would be in the position. They didn't have a pick at number 13 overall to draft one of those top three gems in this draft. Maybe see if there's some separation between those guys, who we like there. But mostly we're going to focus on cornerbacks, and that's his specialty, being a former pro corner himself. So that is what's happening this week on Locked On 49ers. But today, it's Mock Draft Monday. We'll get to that, the Twitter quarantine mock draft version 4. I can't believe I've done this for 4 straight weekends now. That's how long we've been quarantined, folks. And I think some people are getting nutty, a little bit squirrely in the dome. And we'll see if that comes out in some of the picks that the Twitter fam made on the mock draft this weekend. We'll get into different scenarios here for the 49ers. It's been different, very different every single time, which I like. So what happened this time? We'll talk about that. And the tight end position is something I want to dive into here because the 49ers have been meeting with tight ends. They flirted with some free agent tight ends. It's obviously a position of need, losing 2 tight ends from the 2019 roster. And you can bet, I think, pretty solidly that the 49ers will draft a tight end. What round will it be? What type of player are they looking for? I think we have some clues there. Let's start with who the 49ers have flirted with. Who have they looked at as far as tight ends go this offseason? Well, one, which was somewhat surprising, there were reports that the 49ers had talked to the agent of Austin Hooper, who Kyle Shanahan is familiar from his days in Atlanta, and drafted him there in Atlanta. It would seem unnecessary to spend money on a tight end for the 49ers and spend a lot of money on a tight end that is essentially a starter. And Austin Hooper himself is probably like, you guys already got a starter. Why the hell would I go play behind George Kittle? So are the 49ers just going to run 2 tight ends out there? Is that the plan for Shanny this year? That was definitely something that was surprising and didn't make any sense when you hear the noise that the 49ers were potentially going to make an offer, or maybe did make an offer for Austin Hooper, who ended up signing with the Cleveland Browns at tight end. Obviously, the 49ers have George Kittle, 85 catches, 1,000 yards last year, 5 touchdowns, and the production after Kittle falls off quite a bit because George Kittle is on the field every play because he's your best player. And so you put him out there as much as you can, and he's heavily involved in the passing game. He's been the 49ers' number one passing option for 2 straight years now. Ross Dwelly got the second most targets at tight end, and he still only caught 15 passes for less than 100 yards. He scored 2 touchdowns. Garrett Celek retired at the end of the season. He only played 5 games due to his injuries. He had no catches on the season. Levine Toilolo, mostly a blocking tight end for the 49ers, signed a 2-year contract in free agency with the New York Giants. He only caught 2 passes for 10 yards. So most of the 49ers tight ends behind George Kittle didn't do much in the passing game. Although, you know, you like Ross Dwelly, and for some reason he's a fan favorite. But look, 15 catches, 91 yards. He's not a big part of the game plan, and he was probably the 4th best blocking tight ends the 49ers had on the roster last year. Judging by the Hooper business, you would think that Kyle Shanahan's not happy with what he has behind Kittle. And right now that's just Ross Dwelly. And Ross Dwelly's a nice story. Undrafted free agent, made the team. And for some reason he has a really strong vocal fan base, which is funny. And like, I like Ross Dwelly too. You know, he's an easy player to like. He's not someone who is going to get a lot of, it's almost like the backup quarterback who's the most popular guy in town until he plays and then everyone hates him and they realize how bad he is. I think the 49ers are worried that George Kittle might get worn down, and if he misses games or something like that, or who knows, maybe holds out, then maybe they wouldn't feel strong with Ross Dwelly as the starting tight end. Losing Garrett Celek and Levine Toilolo, to me, screams that the 49ers would want to add that 6th offensive tackle, essentially, right? That block first tight end. But that's not what Austin Hooper is. He's an okay blocker, but he's, you know, he's a complete tight end. You bring him in because what he can do, block a little, but catch a lot. Garrett Celek and Levine Toilolo, really good blockers. Levine Toilolo is one of the best. I mean, that's his game, right? He's like the new Mercedes Lewis, where he's going to play for 15 years and catch 15 passes. He's just a really good blocker, but you have to respect his ability to go out and maybe catch a pass. And if the 49ers, that's what they're losing, this is what is surprising by some of the names of not only Austin Hooper, but there are reports of the 49ers reached out to the agent of free agent tight end Jordan Reed. Now, obviously, Reed and Hooper both have ties and have played for Kyle Shanahan in the past, which is the big, like, the 49ers are almost to a fault leaning on anybody, all the coaches they bring in, all like 90% of the players they bring in, they have worked with in the past. The first draft pick they made had a stinking class with John Lynch, right? Like, the 49ers, to a fault, lean on personal relationships, players that have played with him in the past. Travis Benjamin, we just saw signed. He played with Shanahan in Cleveland, was a teammate of another wide receiver that played for Shanahan, who's now a coach for the 49ers in Cleveland. So that sort of personal relationships the 49ers lean on, they have to get away from that at some point, because you're going to run out of those players, first of all. And second of all, you're not going to find the best players that way. You need to cast a larger net out there. Right. So that's part of, I think, why Hooper and Jordan Reed, because they both had success and they both played under Shanahan. Reed had a lot of success, his most success maybe under Shanahan. But I would advise Jordan Reed to retire, because I'm worried about brain damage for that guy with all the concussions and what he's gone through injury wise in his career. But who knows? Maybe he is that guy for the 49ers and is the backup. But you would think that with the names that we've seen that the 49ers have been interested in this offseason, that they're not looking for that block first tight end, that they're looking for an athletic pass catching type of backup to George Kittle. So that brings me to the personal visits that we know about. And there's 3 tight ends specifically that the 49ers have brought in that are interesting and are probably day 3 types that the 49ers could be looking at with one of their 5 selections they currently have between rounds 5 and 7. Who are those tight ends? Do any of them stand out as potential 49ers? I think one does to me. We'll get to them next, and then Quarantine Mock 4. Just to refresh your memory, and there's a new name actually to the list of the visits that we have, and mostly I'm going by Matt Barrows, who's done a really great job of tracking the visits so far from the 49ers, and I think that 30 visits thing is out the window from what I understand, and that since it's a virtual situation, they can see as many prospects as they want now that way, but prospects are limited to a certain amount, so it's not just completely wild, wild west unlimited, although I bet there's some rules being broken, and oh shoot, you know what, oh did we screw up, oh I'm sorry, I didn't realize, you know, this is a, nobody's gonna get in trouble. You're gonna be talking to as many prospects as you can, I think, right now as far as those teleconferences go, and players and agents want their players in front of as many teams and coaches as they can, so I'm sure the 49ers are gonna talk to more than 30 players and a lot more than they usually would, probably not as good as sitting down face to face with a prospect and getting them looked at and maybe working some guys out, but at least they'll have an opportunity to talk to a lot of folks. Who are those confirmed that we know they have talked to or will be talking to? Well, I think the best prospect of them all, and that was the latest name I learned about, was Josh Jones, the offensive tackle from Houston. He had a great Senior Bowl. He fits the bill for what the 49ers could potentially need as a future starting offensive tackle. Could absolutely play some guard in year one. He's a physical beast. He's got some demeanor, I think, that the 49ers would like. He's got the athleticism that Kyle Shanahan would be looking for in that zone scheme. He can get out and move, hit people on the second level. He was pretty raw, but played a lot of football. And I think from what I saw his senior year at Houston, I hear a lot about how raw he was. He looked like he was a pretty darn good player. And he's ready to play, I think, in the NFL at this point. And then he solidified that with a great Senior Bowl. I don't think he's going to be there at pick 31. But if he is, I think it'd be a pretty easy selection for the 49ers if they don't go offensive line at pick 13. Ross Blacklock's another potential fit at 31 for the 49ers. Defensive tackle out of TCU. Undersized, athletic, pass rushing style of three technique. Ezra Cleveland, offensive tackle, athletic, sub 4.50 40-yard dash from him at Boise State. I like Josh Jones a lot better than Ezra Cleveland, but I do like Cleveland somewhat in that more second round than late first round area for me. Kenny Willekes, defensive end from Michigan State. Lynn Bowden, a wide receiver slash running back slash wildcat quarterback slash kick returner from Kentucky. Akeem Davis-Gaither, linebacker from App State. Cordell Iwuagwu from TCU, a guard that's athletic, really fits what the 49ers do. Day three guy for sure. Daniel Thomas, strong safety from Auburn. And then that brings us to three tight ends. So that's 10 names so far on the list. Or is that 11 names now on the list? Three of those tight ends that I'll get to now. Hunter Bryant, the first name, is interesting because he is a lot like Jordan Reed that I mentioned earlier and has had success under Kyle Shanahan. An athletic, undersized tight end that you can flex out, move around, and use in a lot of different ways. I would say that Hunter Bryant is almost should have the letters WR next to his name instead of tight end because he didn't do a lot of inline blocking at all. And in fact, I would probably not hesitate to put someone like Jalen Hurd, if healthy, out there to block, say, a defensive end before Hunter Bryant. But Hunter Bryant goes about 6'2", 248 pounds. He ran a 4.74 40-yard dash at the combine. Not blazing, but athletic, pass-catching tight end from the University of Washington. We know that Kyle Shanahan's gone to Washington before in the draft. He took Dante Pettis there in 2018, and word on the street was he really loved the speedster John Ross coming out of Washington as well, but the 49ers did not have an opportunity to draft him. Well, I guess they did have an opportunity to draft him, but they did not take him super early in round one. He went 9 overall. 49ers might have an opportunity to draft that 4.2 40 speed wide receiver, though, in Henry Ruggs at 13 overall this year. We'll see about that, but that's not what today's episode is about. Hunter Bryant. So let's compare this actually to Jordan Reed, because this is interesting. And Jordan Reed at the combine. In what year was that? I don't know. Tight end out of Florida. He 6'2", 236 pounds. He ran a 4.72 40-yard dash. So Hunter Bryant is actually slightly bigger than Jordan Reed was coming out of college. They ran nearly identical 40-yard dashes. Hunter Bryant has about 9 pounds on Jordan Reed. 6'2", 248, a 4.74 40. Guy that split out a lot. He was a really productive receiver at Washington. And of the three tight ends they've seen, I think he's, for most of the mock drafts and rankings I've seen from analysts, he's going to go the highest of those three tight ends. Might be gone before the 49ers pick in round five, and I don't think I would want to select him before the 49ers are on the clock in round five. He doesn't, obviously he can move for being a smallish tight end, but considering being that smallish tight end, someone you wouldn't ask to block in line, I think I would want just a little bit more juice than he shows. Good receiver, good athlete, good pass catcher, doesn't blow me away. Hunter Bryant, round five starts to make a lot of sense. Before that, if the 49ers were to, say, trade down from 31 and add a third, fourth round pick, something like that, might be a little rich for me. The second tight end, Devin Asiasi out of UCLA. 6'3", 257 pounds, ran a very similar 40-yard dash, 4.73 at the combine, which is actually faster than I would have expected from him and actually weighed heavier than I would have expected, because at 257, you would think that Asiasi is a guy that, I think I'm saying his name right, Devin Asiasi. He doesn't block as well as you would think for someone who's nearly 260 pounds. He's an okay blocker, but he's not your Levine Toilolo type. But he can get out and make some plays as a receiver. He went to, I forget what school he went to before UCLA. So he took the long way through D1 and to UCLA, and is a nice prospect. Day three guy, not in love with Devin Asiasi, but a good prospect. Someone that Hunter Bryant and Asiasi both, I would be like, yeah, if the 49ers drafted him on day three, it's a fine pick. And I think the 49ers, that's the area they're looking at, that they might draft a tight end. If we're reading the tea leaves here, if we're being detectives about who the 49ers have looked at so far and where they currently have picks. And a lot of these players, basically, it's Cleveland, Blacklock, and Josh Jones. Those are the only three players that we've gotten leaked that they would even sniff at pick 31. Everyone else here would be probably a fifth or later round draft pick for the 49ers. Maybe some of these guys, maybe Lynn Bowden, maybe Davis Gaither, maybe Willekes, if they have a fourth round pick, that's where those guys would go. But I think it's pretty clear that they're looking at a lot of players that might be there in the fifth round or later. My favorite of these three tight ends, though, is Dalton Keene out of Virginia Tech. That's Keene, K-E-E-N-E. And man, he had a heck of a workout, and I was blown away because I hadn't really looked at him. I hadn't heard much hype about Dalton Keene until I saw the reports that the 49ers were meeting with him. 6'4", 253 pounds, which is a little bigger than what he looks like on tape. He ran a 4.71, again, just a little bit faster than the other two, right in line, though, with those guys. And look, this is not a great tight end class, so it might push some people up the board like Hunter Bryant, which is why he probably will go in front of round five, even though maybe he shouldn't. I think Cole Kmet and Adam Troutman are about the only tight ends in this class that might go third round or earlier, and those guys, I think, are artificially going to get pushed up as well, but it's not a great tight end class. So day three is the right time to be going, dipping into the tight end market in this draft class for me. But Dalton Keene, 6'4", 253 pounds. He ran a 4.71 40, which was a top five tight end time in this class. 34-inch vertical jump, which was a pretty good number for the class. 7.07 three cone, which was really good. A 10 feet, 5-inch broad jump, which was really good. And a 4.19 short shuttle, which is really good. In fact, the broad jump and short shuttle led all tight ends at the combine. And even aside from the broad jump and short shuttle, the other numbers were all pretty much top five or better, I think, amongst tight ends at the combine for Dalton Keene. He also led the tight end class, averaging 8.4 yards after the catch. The thing is, he only caught 21 passes his senior year, and he only caught, I think, 20 passes the year before, so he wasn't heavily used in the passing game at Virginia Tech. So that you might say, hey, Brian, that sounds like someone who probably blocked a lot and then snuck out into passing routes and then used his athleticism. Yeah, he was held in as a blocker, but he wasn't really a great blocker either, but they moved him around a lot. So the reasons I think he fits for the 49ers is, first of all, the profile. He's got the George Kittle profile, right? The guy who slips to the fifth round was completely underutilized in college despite his athleticism. He's not on George Kittle's level athletically, but, you know, similar size, 6'4", 250, one of the better athletes of the combine, only caught 20 passes because he wasn't used that much. 21 for 240 yards and 5 touchdowns, though, so he made a lot of his 21 catches, and I mentioned his yards after the catch because he's a good athlete. He's got a nice stride. He catches the ball, and he goes. He heads upfield, and he eats up ground. So I liked that from Dalton King. Very much George Kittle profile, poor man's George Kittle of this draft. So I can see why Kyle Shanahan likes Dalton King, and that's a lot of the reasons I like Dalton King. And I was surprised when I saw his tape, because when you just watch his receptions back-to-back, you realize how good of an athlete he is and how good he is after the catch. Blocking, he needs a little bit of work technique-wise, but he's willing to get after it, which I like. I think he can continue to get stronger. Like I mentioned, I think he didn't really look like he was 6'4", 253. He's not a very overwhelming, you know, powerful type of blocker. And sometimes he just kind of ducks his head in and he gives effort, but he looks like a little brother trying to block a big brother sometimes. But he was used in at Virginia Tech's offense to block a lot. And he's a willing blocker. And he's a pretty darn good athlete. Not an amazing athlete, not an elite athlete, but I think there's something here for somebody who could really be that junior version of George Kittle, be used a lot of the same ways. He was used in the backfield. He was used split out. He was used on, you know, throwback routes and sneak attack stuff where you don't expect him to be on a route because he blocks so often. Then he creeps out the backside and they throw it to him and he catches and runs. So very George Kittle-like profile for Dalton Keene. That's the name I like. And that name shows up in the quarantine mock draft next. For the fourth straight weekend, I ran a mock draft on Twitter, allowing listeners and Twitter folk to vote for their favorite selection in each round. I used the Draft Network's mock draft machine, and I chose the four best options because that's the limit for a Twitter poll is four options. I chose the four best options and allowed Twitter to vote on those players for the 49ers to draft in every pick all the way through seven rounds of the draft for the 49ers. And if you're mad that you weren't involved, follow me on Twitter at BDPeacock. I'll probably run another one while we're on quarantine this coming Saturday. And it lasts pretty much darn near all day long because 30 minutes or an hour. I went to 30 minutes this time because an hour is just too long. I mean, that took all day. So I went 30 minutes per pick this time, and there were some trade options I threw in there too, and it's pretty clear that y'all love trades out there. So starting it off, pick 13, I had the options of the last of the best offensive tackles and the last of the best wide receivers. There's four offensive tackles that are far and away the best in this class and three wide receivers that are far and away the best in this class, according to pretty much everybody, including myself. The ones that were left were Jedrick Wills, offensive tackle from Alabama, Henry Ruggs, wide receiver from Alabama, both fantastic fits for the 49ers. I'd be happy with either player at 13, but the wrinkle here was there was two trade offers, one from Denver to drop back a couple picks and get a third rounder. They're at pick 15, and Minnesota trying to come up from 22, both of them to try to get a receiver in that spot. And with either trade, the 49ers would definitely lose out on both Ruggs and Wills. And the Twitter folks wanted to do the trade with Denver, drop down two spots, get a pick in the third round, number 83 overall. So there goes Ruggs, there goes Wills. Then the best two players on the board, still very good options, still blue chippers for the 49ers, was cornerback C.J. Henderson out of Florida and defensive tackle Javon Kinlaw from South Carolina. And the vote went to 66% of the vote went to C.J. Henderson, the cornerback from Florida. So that was the pick at 15, the first selection for the 49ers. Then at 31, another trade option presented itself. This time, the Indianapolis Colts trying to get back into the first round. We've talked about this potential trade for the Niners. They want to go to 31 to get quarterback Jordan Love, willing to give up a second and third to do so. And that is what Twitter voted for overwhelmingly, was to do the trade and passing on players like Jalen Reagor, wide receiver from TCU, Laviska Shenault, wide receiver from Colorado, and Ross Blacklock, defensive tackle from TCU. So the 49ers jump back again to pick 44. This time, it was Ezra Cleveland, offensive tackle from Boise, Jordan Elliott, defensive tackle from Missouri, Matt Hennessy, center from Temple, and Michael Pittman, wide receiver from USC, were the four choices I thought were best, and overwhelmingly, 60% of the vote went to Michael Pittman, wide receiver from USC. Now, if I was doing this, I might have made some different selections here. I might not have done either trade, to be honest with you. I like the second trade more so than the first one. I don't like passing on Wills or Ruggs there. The both of those players are really growing on me, and I think that'd be a great fit for the 49ers to just attack that there, try to use 31 to move back. Then it starts to make a little bit of sense. Michael Pittman, I like Michael Pittman a lot. I would be willing, if I didn't go wide receiver in the first, to draft him there. I would also be willing to pass on it, try to hit on that value at wide receiver in round three, and draft, say, Ezra Cleveland from Boise, or Matt Hennessy, who's a perfect fit for Kyle Shanahan's offense, a center from Temple who could maybe play some guard too. I might go that route, but Twitter, they like the wide receiver there. They went Michael Pittman. And with Twitter, it's funny. They love trades, and I think a lot of times a lot of people just look for position and say, you know what, didn't grab a wide receiver in first round, got to take one in the second round. I have a feeling that's what happened, why that was so overwhelmingly the pick. So C.J. Henderson, Michael Pittman so far, then pick 75, went to Raekwon Davis, defensive tackle out of Alabama. He won 54% of the vote over safety Kyle Duggar from Lenoir Rhine, Prince Tega Winogo, offensive tackle from Auburn, and Cam Akers, running back from Florida State. So Raekwon Davis, defensive tackle in round three. Later in round three, pick 83 overall, the choices were just all tackles. I didn't even want to give Twitter an opportunity to take another position. There's some nice developmental tackles here, I thought. So here were the four. Isaiah Wilson, tackle from Georgia. Matthew Peart from UConn. Sadiq Charles from LSU. And Ben Barch from St. John's. And I got to say, Twitter, you let me down here. You drafted the one offensive tackle that was absolutely not a fit for the 49ers. Value here is fine for Isaiah Wilson, but he's a 6'6", 350-pound, slow-footed, power, sort of a right tackle slash guard. It, just not really a fit for what Kyle Shanahan does in the wide zone and getting out on the move. So you whiffed on that one. Matthew Peart, Sadiq Charles, Ben Barch, all I think would have been a little bit better selections. So come on, Twitter. You got to do your homework. I think they just went with the school. They thought, you know what, Georgia, maybe they thought it was Andrew Thomas, the first round tackle from Georgia they were voting for. I don't know. Moving on to round five, Julian Blackman, safety from Utah, could play a little nickel corner, could play outside. He's played corner in the past. He's a safety from Utah, interchangeable, could play some strong, could play some free, not overly huge or athletic, but a little bit of size and a little bit of speed. A player I like, and I think the fifth round is about right for Julian Blackman, and probably play strong safety for the 49ers. That was the selection over three prospects I really like. I don't know if I'd have taken Blackman over any of these three guys, even though I do like Blackman here and the value there. Darrington Evans, running back from Appalachian State. I don't think he's even going to be there in the fifth round anyway. Jack Driscoll, athletic offensive tackle from Auburn. And Davion Taylor, really fast linebacker from Colorado. That moves us down to round six, and this was the Dalton Keene selection, and I think the fact that there were reports that the 49ers had met with him a day or two before added to this, and it was an easy choice. It was the choice I would have made. I like this pick a lot for the 49ers for the reasons I mentioned a little bit earlier, and they passed over Michael Walker, linebacker from Fresno State that I like, and Patrick Taylor, running back from Memphis who has some receiving ability. Then in round seven, the final pick in this mock, I did have to trade a couple of late rounders there to make those other trades work before. But Cordell Iwuwagwu, guard from TCU, final selection in this mock draft. A nice pick. Athletic offensive lineman. Definitely fits what the 49ers do. Somebody the 49ers have brought in and talked to. That was the selection over John Hightower, wide receiver from Boise, who I was really surprised to even see there. Tyshawn Render, small school defensive end, rocked up outside linebacker slash defensive end from Middle Tennessee State, and Malcolm Roach, defensive lineman, could play a little inside, little outside, tweener type from Texas. They were bypassed by the guard from TCU, Cordell Iwuagwu. So those were the picks in the quarantine mock version 4.0. CJ Henderson, corner from Florida with 4.3 speed and man cover skills. Michael Pittman, wide receiver from USC. Raekwon Davis, defensive tackle from Alabama, who, by the way, Lance Zierlein on NFL.com compares Raekwon Davis to DeForest Buckner, which is high praise. He's not quite there, but the frame, you know, 6'6", 312 pounds. He's actually a little bit bigger girth-wise than DeForest Buckner. Not close to as good of a pass rusher, but a powerful guy. Kind of, I don't know what happened to him in his career. He was a big-time recruit, burst on the scene, had an awesome sophomore year, kind of fell off and regressed a little bit his last 2 years. Stalemated a lot. Pretty good run defender. There's still some potential there. Like, there's ability, and he's a monster. But for some reason, he really fell off his last couple of years. Probably someone that people thought would have gone a lot higher than 75 overall, but I think third round is about right for Raekwon Davis. Isaiah Wilson, bad fit, offensive tackle from Georgia in round three. Julian Blackman, safety from Utah. Dalton King, tight end from Virginia Tech. And then Cordell Iwuagwu, guard from TCU. Okay, out of time here. That's it for today. I would have liked to talk a little bit more about the specific players in that mock, but there's plenty of time to continue to talk about these prospects. I want to get more into the offensive line. Obviously, we're going to talk about Shanny's types tomorrow with Akash Anavarathan. Wednesday, we'll hit a lot of your Twitter questions. Hit me at BD Peacock along with Nick Winkler for Winky Wednesday. And then Thursday, Eric Crocker. We're talking cornerbacks. Then, of course, Friday, the Locked On Podcast Network mock draft special kickoff show. All that coming this week right here, Locked On 49ers.